Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Didn't get enough of the Moe and Stickman show?
No way!
All right. What you may have missed. This is Moe and Stickman Plus.
Chase Beckham is joining the Moe and Stickman show, and you are just, this is like Chase Beckham week. I've decided.
I think so, yeah.
You got a lot of things going on right now, a lot of things coming up here in the next few weeks and into the summer. First, we got to talk about your new album that's going to be coming out April 5th, Bad For Me. How does it feel? What is the anticipation like knowing you've got this coming?
Oh, I don't, you know, it's all such a blur to me still, like to this day. It all seems like everything just kind of just happens, you know, and mm-hmm. I'm happy that we got the record done. And there was a little period there that I wasn't sure if I was going to get it done, you know, trying to get it done on time. And but for me, I didn't want to put something out that, you know, I wasn't in love with and that I didn't truly have passion for. And, you know, just the record that we ended up with, I'm really proud of it. And I just can't wait to get it out to the world so everybody can hear it. And, you know, hopefully just see people singing along to these songs at the live shows and getting out and experiencing a new chapter of life with this record.
Oh, yeah. So I have to think when you say people singing your song back to you, 23 has probably reached that milestone, right?
No, not yet. Nobody. I'm just kidding. It's been one of those songs that's really been life changing for me. Aww. And has just changed my life in so many ways, more than I can count. And, you know, when I wrote it, it changed my life immediately just because it made me feel better, you know, and that's that song's purpose for me. And to watch it get to the point to where, you know, we just got back from Australia and to, you know, see thousands of Australians screaming that song back at me.
With their cool accent.
With their cool accents. So far away from home. It's so cool to see those things happen and to get there.
While you were in Australia, did you do a shoey?
Because
that's
did.
That you did.
You did.
I did. Yeah.
Whose shoe?
I did it. Huh?
Whose shoe?
Some fan from the audience.
Wow, that's committed. That's committed.
So committed.
I'm not talking about this anymore because everybody's just like, oh, that's so even the Australians were like, that's
no, it's normal. It's totally
like,
normal.
What? I was like, I thought that's what you guys wanted.
Yeah.
I guess I wasn't cultured enough to know that you have to do it out of your own shoe. Yeah. The next show we were prepared with a fresh clean boot.
Got it, okay.
First one.
Good.
First one, they threw up a hot dusty shoe that'd been out there
all
day.
Oh, man. Nice. You are committed to your fans. I'll give you that.
Man. I did it.
Will you be doing any of those when you go on tour with Luke Bryan?
No. I mean, I feel like it's only an Australia type deal.
Okay. Because if I were to go, I think I could do a shoey with Luke Bryan's shoe. That's about it.
Yeah. I wouldn't take it out of his boot.
No. Still no.
Oh, see, I'm like, I might.
I don't even know this guy who I drank a beer. All I know is that he was at that festival for a long time.
Oh, man. That's so bad.
It was a lot of fun.
So we got to catch up with you back during CMA week. And I don't know if you remember, we were doing a game called Next Artist, where you had to write a question that essentially we would possibly ask the next artist.
Yeah, I saw Hardy got my question, didn't he?
He did. So we were wondering if you knew who got your question, if you knew what his response was.
Do you remember your question?
Yeah, it's, have you ever tasted a booger?
Right. Did you hear his answer?
I feel like he was really really thrown off by it. It was like, who would write this?
We actually have it. Can we play it back for you so you can hear what he said?
All right, here we go.
Let's hear it.
Hardy.
These questions in this bucket come from some of the previous artists wanting to ask the next artist a question.
Oh, cool.
Have you ever tasted a booger? That's from Chase Beckham.
Yes, technically, if you have a cold and you do one of those, like...
No, he's lying.
Technically, yes.
Technically, yes. We've all eaten a booger.
Sure we have.
Everybody's eaten a booger.
So
it's one of those shameful things of life, but you've done it. I just wanted to see if he'd lie or not.
I think he was trying to get away from admitting.
He said, technically, yeah, like...
No, come on. We've all done it. All right, so
I don't know Hardy. So Hardy, this is not me talking trash.
And it's okay if you are talking trash.
I don't want to see what anybody would say when they saw that question, and that cracked me up.
Oh, that's so funny. All right, so we think it's only fair that we give you the question that Hardy wrote that day.
Ah, okay.
All right, so the question that Hardy wrote that day was, do you truly feel like you've made it?
Yes.
Yeah.
See, he gave us a nice in-depth question.
Right.
He brought some emotion.
So my mama called me and she's like, she sent me that video of Hardy and she's like, that's just the Clifton and you. And it's like my uncle and on my mom's side, that's everybody's. They're just goobers like that. Stuff to make you laugh. And Hardy, definitely. I think he did what you were supposed to do on the piece of paper.
Oh, no, it was perfect.
That's a good question.
Both were perfect.
Like I've made it. I do feel like I've made it. I felt like I made it a long time ago. You know, as soon as I was able to do American Idol and I got the chance to sing my songs. And this has definitely been a thing I felt for a while.
So. Wow. Awesome.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so before we let you go, we always like to play a little game here on the Mo and Stick Man Show.
You ever Google yourself?
Yes.
All right, so we're going to play a game called Is, Was, Did, Does. And we went to Google and we typed in Is Chase Beckham, and then looked at the suggestions of things that have been Googled about you. All right. So, then we did that all the way through was, did, and does. So we're just going to run through some of the more popular ones. All right. First, is Chase Beckham related to David Beckham?
I don't know. That's been a question my whole life.
Really?
But officially, no, but you don't know for sure.
I have no idea. I can tell you right now, I've never met anybody else with my last name, like in person.
I feel an ancestry.com thing going on. That's right. That needs to happen in your future.
I've never been in school, and there's never been another Beckham, or I've never ran across another one with my last name. I mean, it's, I don't know, maybe it's a sign.
One of the versions of that was, is Chase Beckham David Beckham's son? So that's definitely a no.
Who knows? Maybe underwear model.
All right. Was Chase Beckham on American Idol?
Yep, I sure was.
Yes, he was.
All right. And let's see. Where did Chase Beckham go to high school?
I graduated from what was called a continuation school, which is where they sent the bad kids.
Okay.
I graduated from a continuation school. I think my class was like 100, not a lot of kids. And it was called Whitcomb High School in Glendora, California, which is a little suburb not too far away from L.A. I was supposed to go to Glendora High School, but they didn't like me there, and I got kicked out. So I went to Whitcomb, and then for a big period of time, I did something called independent studies, where they give you a huge book of schoolwork to do, and you just do it and turn it in, and you don't have to go to school for like a month.
Wow.
And so when I was a kid, I used to get 3 stacks of those books, and then I'd go out to Oklahoma and go work for my grandpa, and I'd finish them all in like the first week I was there and just send them back, and then I didn't have to go to school.
That's
it. I don't know if I'm not the most educated man. So I don't know if that was a good thing or a bad thing, but I learned a lot about how to build houses when I was young.
Okay.
And then you learn life skills, which I think is important as well. So.
And finally,
I learned other things. Yeah.
Does Chase Beckham have a CD?
A CD?
A CD. That's what it was. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah,
I don't know if it was asking if you like own CDs or if you had a new music or what. I don't know what it meant.
Yes, all of the above.
So let's fine tune that. Do you remember the first CD you ever bought?
I think it would have been a Green Day CD when I was
go.
I was like 8 or 9. I was obsessed with Green Day. I love Green Day, and I was going through that phase. I think I bought a Dookie CD with, you know, had all the little doodles all over it. And it was like that orangish tan color.
Right.
I bought that and American Idiot. I think those were my first two purchases. And then I bought a few more Green Day CDs after that, like International Greatest Hits and some other stuff. But so I still got that stuff. You know, it's crazy.
I remember
having a CD player when I was, you know, and when I was young, tape cassettes were still.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Every car had a tape player in it. My grandparents and my mom all listened to tapes.
You know? I remember going to buy the, like, tape single. Like, you would get just the single
on tape. Yep.
Because that's about all I could afford.
I got this old car, and it's got a tape player in it. And so now my mom will send me, if she finds tapes of some of my, like, I love Jim Croce, and she just sent us over a couple of Jim Croce tapes that are his singles. And, like, it's cool because you just get in the car and you put it.
That's awesome.
That's so good. That's so good.
Chase Beckham, it's always so good to catch up with you. And we appreciate you spending some time with the Mo and Stickman show today.
Thank you guys so much.
Mo and Stickman Plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with 3 friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor.
Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app. Thanks to Republic Records. This is a national contest.